An Album a Day is my exploration into the Korean music scene. This podcast will cover mainstream, indie, and some underground artists within the scene and provide both factual and opinionated commentary. The biggest benefit to sharing my thoughts this way is that it will hopefully expose you to more great music and exploration of your own.
I have some feels. I have some feelings. 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 Feeling. I'm tired, y'all. Let me establish that now. I'm sleepy. This seems to be one of the things that will be a constant contributor to this everlasting season 6 experience here at the lovely multifaceted ACG Presents An Album a Day podcast community. However, this needed to be done. This has to be talked about. I don't care about what extra sounds you might hear in the background. None of that. I have to talk about the alleged, the announced yet alleged comeback of a legendary and infamous, in some cases, boy band. In a world where K-pop is less of a novelty and more focused on younger groups, where will Big Bang fit in? We'll talk about it right after the jump.
You're tuned into An Album a Day. Show start.
All right, at least for... I didn't even start right. Hey, y'all. For at least a year, in the back of my mind, all I can hear is this.
Ooh, baby, we've been waiting, even though y'all got a scandal. Ooh.
Yeah.
We've been waiting.
Yes, with all of that mess. Okay, all right. Even with the reverb going on, but that's been in my mind for a good chunk of time. We have been waiting. The airplane is going over the house right now. Y'all know I can't ever do anything without any additional sounds. But I told y'all when we started this, this was just gonna ride. I was just going to let this ride and be what it was gonna be. We have been waiting since 2018. Shit hit the fan with this group. And there's no getting around that. There's no ignoring that. This is not the space to address that just yet. I mean, after all, I am in the A's and we are making our way towards the B's in terms of idol groups. So it's just a matter of time. And we're going to dive into it. But this isn't the space. The space right now is, where do y'all fit? Where do you fit? 18 of Big Bang's singles have reached number one in South Korea and collectively remained atop the charts for damn near a year. 51 weeks. They've sold over 150 million records globally. And this was before the time of BTS being who and what they are. They have ranked as one of the most powerful celebrities in South Korea from 2009, and they debuted, let me do the numbers, 2009, and they came out in 2006, and they stayed in that area until 2016. And they were the first Korean artist to be included on the Forbes Celebrity 100 and 30 Under 30. And that, they're one of the most influential groups in the world. They are one of the most influential groups in South Korea. This is not to discredit anyone else, but this ain't about nobody else. This is about MFN Big Bang, the mainstay, the staple of YG Entertainment, and how the past 4 years have been the unraveling, the undoing of the legacy that we did know. And the man y'all have heard me speak about the most, both on YouTube and anywhere else for that matter, because I have never hidden the bias, T.O.P. is leaving YG Entertainment. It was announced in conjunction with the notice that they were going to have a spring comeback. This is not the first time that an artist has left a label and remained within a group. This isn't necessarily new, and we have addressed it before on this show. But for this, this is some big shit. This is some big shit, okay? This is some big ass shit. I don't know how else to say it without a whole bunch of curse words. I'm sorry for the youth. I apologize, but you know this is a show that has a warning. Anyway, February 7th, and this is Wednesday, February 9th here in the United States, YG Entertainment announced that Big Bang will make their comeback with a new song in the spring. Firstly, those of us who have not been in this game longer than 15 seconds are already aware that when we hear things from YG Entertainment in terms of announcements of comebacks, it's a little PTSD moment. It really is. That entertainment label will tell you that somebody is coming back in 3 months and then it'll turn into 13. It's just a stressor. It's just a stressor. So hearing this and then seeing the amount of global entertainment publications pull this story and share it, now they got to kind of step up to the plate. They'll probably push it back. They probably will. They came back with Made in May. I don't know. This is more than likely probably not going to happen, but sort of like sort of kind of possibly they might. Okay. Anywho, in the announcement, I'm getting tongue tied because my brain is going 500 other places that I want to go. And I'm stuttering. Top said, fuck the bullshit. I'm out this bitch. That's what I want to say. That's what I want to say. That is what I want on record. That this man said, fuck this shit. I'm out. Fuck this shit. I'm out. Like, and good for you. Good for you. You should be out. Not because of the things that happened in your personal life that got exploited severely and distorted, but because you have been more consistent than anyone else in this group about reminding the masses that this is a job and you have the freedom, the autonomy to take your creative skills wherever your job placement will lead you. And what it seems like it's leading him into an individual label. And I'm for wherever you go, I'm a follow. Okay. I support it. If you want to have art exhibitions all over the globe, if you want to, not if, when you get back into television and film, because you are profound, I'll start watching dramas again on a more active basis. I'm not going to lie to y'all like that. I'm not going to even lie to him, baby. I take it back. Don't listen to the lies that come out of my mouth. I'm just enthused. Okay. I'm happy for you. This is the first comeback in 4 years and the first time that someone is making an announcement that they are leaving the group on their own will. We have seen YG Entertainment let people get booted out, and we've seen it come to some very ugly things. And this is the first time where someone's like, all right, I holla and flip the deuces and be on his merry way. And I'm thrilled about it. I'm thrilled. He'll still participate in group activities. We have that. And that's a beautiful thing. And Taeyong has a baby. Daesung is probably going to station himself in Japan and get his work going. This is wonderful. It's really, really, really good. But what's really, really bad, is this whole comeback might not necessarily be the hello that some people are anticipating. This could be the goodbye. They debuted in 2006. It's 2022 now. They've been in the game for a while and they've had to endure a lot under the bad boy imagery that was imposed upon and to some extent actually the existence of various members of the group. They deserve to be able to have one last hurrah, and I felt like they had that with their final song on Made right before TLP enlisted. But you know, hey, this could be it. This could be them saying peace out. When these contracts end, we are all going our separate ways. G-Dragon might do what we have all hoped he would and step up to the plate and take over in a more profound role within YG Entertainment. It might not happen. It might. Who knows? But every last one of them have legs to stand on that don't nobody have to worry about. And that's not even acknowledging the previous member. All of them had established and have established some profound spaces within history. Daesung, for example, this man in Japan, he's the second foreign male solo artist to have two consecutive number one albums in Japan after Michael Jackson. Like, what are you doing? What is this? What you do? You just get over there and just blow everybody's mind. You don't have anything better to do than to just make people trip and lose it. Taeyang has been called the Prince of R&B, and yes, we have had some aesthetic misappropriation moments. Again, this ain't about that. This is just about them doing the great things. He married Min Hyo-rin in 2018, and she had an opportunity to be a part of My Doll recently and do her thing with that. Am I right? No, I'm so wrong. I'm sorry. I got her mixed up with someone else. My bad, y'all. Just scratch that. That is not the truth. That is not the truth. His wife is profound and prolific in her own right. I'm sorry. I picked the wrong show. What I was talking about, my goodness, I messed it up, was she did the show Sister Slam Dunk. There we go. I'm so wrong. Good grief. Your brain is all over the place. I need a nap. Sister Slam Dunk was in 2016. And that is just an opportunity for all of these amazing women to shine in different capacities beyond what they're known as. I don't want to be walking around known as Young Bae's wife when I got a whole ass career of my own. But either way, it's still dope. And he just had their first, she just had their first child on December 6th. It's a boy. I'm thrilled. I feel like they need to establish a label of their own. Like they don't need anything. Top is top. Y'all know I always lose all the strength in my voice when I talk about him. And G-Dragon don't need none of us. Not at all at this point. The man is so stupid rich at 33, 34, depending upon how you want to identify the age. He don't need his legacy is insane. He's literally considered a genius singer-songwriter. Not just a singer-songwriter, a genius singer-songwriter. Like, stop it. Stop it. I just don't know where they're going to fit this time. Because they are the senior citizens in this. And the smell, the fragrance, the scent of the scene now is not them. It's old heads like me, thrilled that they're coming back, but in the era of Long Live BTS, this is about to be some ridiculous shit. BTS doesn't throw shade at Big Bang. In fact, they are fans of them. However, those things might be publicized one way and articulated in another by fan bases. They're two highly sought after groups. I distinctly remember G-Dragon saying in 2013 how he was looking forward to seeing what EXO was going to do. And EXO has been prolific in their own right as well with their own losses. Nobody was projecting what was going to happen with the other underdogs. And I don't know how well received this is about to be. As a fan, it don't matter how it's going to be received by some of y'all. Could not care less, I promise you. Couldn't pay me to, because it's not about the numerical competitive experience. It's about the closure of what brought me into all of this 10 years ago. I became a fan of theirs 2012. It is 2022. I have given this shit 10 years of my adult life. The other side of it is I do want them to excel. And not just off the strength of their name. I need whatever this comeback to be it a single or be it an actual album, that it's something that is a classic, something that will endure and withstand all of the ridicule as well as the test of time. There is something in my eye that don't belong and it hurt. And it keep pulling me away from the mic. Y'all just gonna have to work with me. Let's just move the mic and go over to the mirror and see what deadliness is happening in my life as I talk about these men. It's just about to be wild, and I want to know that if this is the last hurrah, that it's gonna be all right. That's all. This is not what I needed on the episode.
It's not what I needed. And you know, to keep things, I'm going
to organize my thoughts a little bit better and share this with y'all. Shout out to the Megwalas, the student body, the freshmen, the scholars, and the staff for your support as my lovely patrons. I don't know why y'all deal with me. Because of you all, you helped me keep my vision of becoming your favorite foreign Korean music historian, exploring all the industry from A to Z, a real thing. You too can visit patreon.com/MULTIFACETEDACG. And for as little as $1 a month, you can get in on the magic.
If you're interested in continuing your support at the free 99 price, trust me, I love you for it. You can still engage with the show and me, your lovely host, when you retweet, repost, and share the show and use hashtag A3Day.